Welcome back to the Weekly Dose podcast from Patient Care Online, where we bring you the latest clinical updates for primary care physicians. This week's roundup covers cervical cancer screening disparities, HPV awareness gaps, mental health risks after medical diagnoses, patient preferences in pharmacy-based colorectal cancer screening, and a new FDA approval for semaglutide in liver disease. We begin with a nationwide analysis of cervical cancer incidence and mortality. Researchers found stark differences tied to county-level screening coverage. Counties with consistently low screening rates, primarily rural and lower income, had nearly double the incidence and mortality of cervical cancer compared with counties with consistently high coverage. Almost half of the persistently low screening counties were located in Texas, with others concentrated in Idaho and New Mexico. The findings underscore the urgent need for targeted interventions to improve access to screening, particularly in underserved regions. Next, an analysis of more than 22,000 adults found that one in three had never heard of HPV, and nearly 40% were unaware of the HPV vaccine. Lack of awareness was particularly high in states across the Midwest and South, with some exceeding 40%. Even among those familiar with HPV, more than 70% did not know it causes oral cancers, and nearly 30% did not know it causes cervical cancer. These gaps highlight the ongoing need for education efforts directed not only at adolescents and parents, but also at healthcare professionals. Turning to mental health, a large population-based study showed that individuals diagnosed with a chronic medical condition were more than twice as likely to develop major depressive disorder compared with those without such conditions. The risk was especially high in the first month following diagnosis, when it rose to more than fourfold. Hospitalized patients, adults aged 60 and older, and those with multiple comorbidities faced the greatest risk. Even two decades later, the absolute risk of depression remained significantly higher among those with medical conditions. These results emphasize the importance of early detection and mental health support, particularly in the immediate aftermath of diagnosis. A national survey explored patient perspectives on a pharmacy-based colorectal cancer screening program known as PharmFIT. Most respondents preferred digital communication for negative results, but nearly 80% wanted direct personal contact if their test was positive. Fear of colonoscopy and anxiety about a possible cancer diagnosis were the most common barriers to follow-up, surpassing financial and logistical concerns. The study suggests that pharmacy-based screening programs should include tailored communication strategies and navigation support to ensure patients complete recommended follow-up care. Finally, the FDA has granted accelerated approval for semaglutide 2.4 milligrams for the treatment of non-cirrhotic metabolic dysfunction-associated steatohepatitis in adults with moderate to advanced liver fibrosis. The approval was based on Phase 3 trial results showing that semaglutide significantly improved both liver fibrosis and steatohepatitis compared with placebo. More than one-third of treated patients achieved fibrosis improvement without worsening of steatohepatitis, and nearly two-thirds had resolution of steatohepatitis without fibrosis progression. A second phase of the trial is ongoing to determine whether semaglutide reduces the risk of liver-related clinical outcomes, with results expected in the coming years. And that wraps up today's Weekly Dose podcast. From cancer prevention and HPV awareness to mental health, pharmacy-based screening, and advances in liver disease treatment, these findings highlight the evolving challenges and opportunities across medicine. Thank you for joining us, and for more details on these stories and daily clinical updates, visit us at Patient Care Online and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's roundup.